Making a difference in our community. This is Vera Mayer with the Pontiac Food Bank. Vera, thank you for being an outstanding volunteer. How did you get started with the Pontiac Food Bank?
It's a long story. I moved back home from Toronto, and whenever I came back, they had a food bank. When I was growing up, there was never a food bank. You know, you may do with whatever. And I did not come from a family that was rich. I was talking to one of the girls, and she asked me if I'd be interested in giving a hand. And I said, yeah, I'm not doing nothing for sure. And I started going in one day, 2 days. First thing you knew, I was there 5 days. And I was there for the full days. I truly enjoyed it. I enjoyed seeing the people's faces whenever you would give them things. And it got more and more that everybody started like you were a family. It was a job to me. I enjoyed helping and doing what I could for others.
And it's not just supplying the ingredients, but also at times supplying them with ways to use them.
Exactly. Giving them the chance to know, you know, because some of these girls, some are young, some are old, but, you know, give them a chance to try different things, do different things, just to socialize with them a bit, you know, so that we kind of know them a little bit more.
And people who suffer from food insecurity, who use food banks, there can be times when they're uncomfortable with revealing that fact. How do you manage people's comfort levels while also supplying them with what they need?
You know, we have some people that are really shy about coming in. We will make allowances for them. Come at maybe a different time when we know that we're not particularly busy. But basically everybody that comes in as the years go on is that they know us, they treat us like one of our own. You know, we try to make sure that they know that if they need it, it's there. Some people say, oh yeah, well, so-and-so shouldn't be there, but that's not the case. If you need it, you need it. With the COVID thing going on, which was very difficult, nobody was turned down to get food.
And it's really good to hear that nobody got left behind. And speaking of times of need, one of the reasons why we reached out to the Pontiac Food Bank is that you joined 96.1 MyFM for our All Hands on Deck food drive. And by all accounts, the turnout was fantastic. It must feel good to know that people are willing to help.
Being known in the town, I have businesses that will say to me, is there something you need? Just because they know I'm with the food bank. And is there any special thing you need? And, you know, all of a sudden the door will pop open and in will walk somebody with a couple of cases of something that we particularly need. The whole town, well, all around. We go almost right down to Queel and, you know, we're up to the Swisha, I believe it is. So we have a very large area, you know, and everybody is really, really generous as far as I'm concerned.
Is there something that the food bank has added in your time that you're particularly proud of?
We've got a counter with new clothes that they can come in and they can pick out of that things that they need. I think just it's getting better and better, the food bank. You know, they're allowed to come in. Not during COVID, they weren't, but we packed their boxes during COVID. But now they're, again, allowed to come back in and they can pick the things that they like. Even during COVID, if they told us, I don't like canned corn, please don't give me any, they wouldn't get it. I don't know about the food bank here, but I know our food bank, people have told us that people misuse it, but everybody has to show us this is their income. It's a very fine line, you know, to walk, and you got to be very careful. You can't step on people's things, but I haven't seen anybody actually being refused, even if they are over a bit. If they need it, they get it.
And if somebody's interested in helping out the Pontiac Food Bank, I'm sure you'd be more than happy to take them in.
Definitely need volunteers because as we're getting older, we don't have, you know, anybody replacing us old people. You have to be a people person. Sometimes you'll take some insults. You have to just let the water go off your back. But once you get into it, everybody there is family.
And if you're interested in volunteering with the Pontiac Food Bank, you can get in touch with their general director, Kim LaRoche, at 819-648-2550. We've been speaking with Vera Mayer, part of the Pontiac Food Bank. Vera, thank you so much for your time. And remember, you can listen to all our volunteers on our website, renfrewtoday.ca. I'm Casey Egan. Thank you for listening.